You are now tuning into the No Small Talk podcast, and we're your hosts, Ebony and Sherry, two introverts who actually do enjoy conversations, as long as it's not small talk. And you don't have to settle for small talk either. Change the conversation. We're here to show you how.
With our conversation starters, we want to help you enjoy meaningful conversations and build better relationships in order to succeed in business, life, and in love. We'll show you how to be confident, present, and vulnerable while starting conversations that you enjoy.
Relationships, parenting, careers, money, and wellness are all topics we discuss right here on this podcast. So get your headphones, your cup of tea, and get ready to be inspired to start your next conversation. No small talk.
They cannot do what they want. I got my freedom of speech. Yeah. Get to say what I want. They cannot lock me outside. I walk in right through the front. With a big bag like I'm back. You need to get my respect.
So today we decided to do things a little different because many times on the show, Sherry and I have been talking about how each of us have been dealing with quarantine and social distancing and being home. I've talked at length about how it's been for me managing working from home and homeschooling the kids and just dealing with social distancing with everyone in the house. But I think as parents, and for those of you who are parents, I think it's also important that we also check in with the kids and see how they've been dealing with quarantining and social distancing, just to kind of see things from their perspective. So I do have five kids, but I decided to just interview my two oldest. I think that they're old enough for us to have this very good conversation. And I kind of just want to know for you guys how it's been dealing with social distancing, homeschooling, just how do you feel overall? So who wants to go first? Okay, so we're going to let Chidima go first. So how have you been feeling like social distancing and being home and so forth?
Unhappy.
Really? Why?
Because I don't get to go anywhere and I've planned stuff with my friends. And now I can't go because of coronavirus.
Okay, so I know that that's probably hard for you and for a lot of other kids as well. So what are some of the things that you hoped to do in playing with your friends?
Go to a park.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese, David Buster's, and all sorts of girl stuff.
And you didn't get to do that because of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you feel? Do you look forward to when things get a little bit back to normal and we can go to more places?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, CJ? How have you been feeling during this time?
Good.
So you've been good, right? You don't feel like you miss your friends?
A little bit.
So CJ's fine staying home. Chidima wants to go outside. So as you can already tell, and I'm their mom, so I already kind of had an idea and kind of knew my kids. Chidima's more of like the extrovert, and CJ's kind of like me. He's an introvert. So it sounds like, CJ, you're pretty okay being at home. Do you miss your friends at all?
Yeah.
A little bit? Okay. So what are some of the things that you do like? Let's start with you, Chidima. What are some of the things that you do like about quarantine and being home?
I like being home because I get to celebrate my birthday with my family.
Okay, yeah, that's true. We just celebrated your birthday just a few weeks ago, right? You had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, CJ? What about you? What are some of the things that you like about being home?
That we don't have to be in the classroom.
CJ, I know that we've talked about this before, and CJ and Chidima are both homeschooling. We're doing a homeschool curriculum. It's the first time that they're doing this. But CJ has told me that he's really enjoying homeschool. What do you like about it besides not having to be in the classroom?
So we're not actually like in the school.
So you like homeschooling?
Yeah.
You like being home?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Chidima?
I don't like being homeschooled because I'm just looking at people instead of talking to people. And I actually want to make new friends.
Okay, so for you, you miss like the interaction with your friends, right? And being in the classroom and building those connections with people. Whereas CJ, you don't mind being home, right? You having a good time?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting, guys. So, Chichi, you did mention that you miss going to the park. I mean, we've gone out several times. Do you feel like that's the same thing, or is it just you just miss going out with your friends more?
No, it's different because we have to wear a mask and it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, so you're not feeling this whole wearing the mask all the time, right? Like you wish it was normal before coronavirus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I think a lot of us are probably over having to wear the mask, but we do understand it's important, right? Like we have to wear the mask because it's for our safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So what are some of the things that you look forward to in the next year? Where right now it's November, so we only have
two more months.
Yeah, so are there certain things that you guys look forward to for the new year? I know it's still a little bit of ways to go, but I know everyone's ready for the new year. Are there some things that you guys look forward to for next year?
I look forward to for this coronavirus to go away.
I look forward to going to the beach.
Going to the beach?
Because it's winter.
Oh, so you can't wait till the summertime. That's what it sounds like, right? You're just like, I'm ready for summertime because it's winter now. Okay, I feel you, CJ. Me too. I love the summer. I actually can't wait to get back to a little bit of warm weather because it's starting to get cold. Are there any things that you guys feel that you would like different to kind of make your experience at home while we're quarantining, especially now that we're going into the winter and most of us are going to have to stay home more than we did in the summertime? Are there certain things that you like for us to do more that will make it a little bit of a better experience?
Yes. I want us to have family time more and play games, like the games we have at home. And it's going to be like a quite bad season because winter, a lot of people get sick, plus the coronavirus.
Okay, so we're going to have to be home, but it will be better if we can do, like, activities with each other. Okay, CJ, what about you? Do you have any suggestions? No suggestions?
Activities.
Oh, so activities as well, right? So, okay, so Chita must suggest we play more games and do more family stuff. I think that's a really good idea. I think that a lot of families have found themselves spending a lot more quality time with each other during the pandemic and social distancing, and a lot of people have gotten closer by spending time with their family. And I think family time with games and activities is a great idea. I know we've done that over the summer. We've done a lot of activities with other families and friends as well. And I agree with you. I think that if we continue to do that, I think that'll definitely make our experience a little bit better. What advice do you have for other kids who are dealing with the pandemic, and how should they try to make their experience go a little bit smoother for kids like you, Chidima, who miss their friends and they want to do more things outside? Do you have any recommendations for them?
Yes. The recommendation I have for them, if you have their phone number, you could call them, and hopefully if this pandemic goes away, you could have a play day or something.
Okay.
Just don't panic. And enjoy.
Okay, I think that's a really good idea, calling your friends. Some people are doing like Zoom meetings, right? You had a couple of those play dates, remember, in the beginning of the pandemic?
Yeah, in the beginning
you had some Zoom play dates with your friends. I think if you're more consistent with that, that will help a lot of kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get through the pandemic. CJ, what about you? Do you have any other recommendations to add?
If it's a birthday, you could get their phone number and drive to their birthday.
Okay, I do know some people that have been doing like drive-through birthday parties, honk and say happy birthday. I've seen that a couple of times. Okay, I think these are really good recommendations, guys, and I'm sure that our listeners, those of them who are mommies and daddies, will be happy to provide some of these recommendations for their kids and even adults. There's some adults that could definitely benefit from the advice that you guys gave, but I just want to say thank you to my two guests, CJ and Chi-Chi. Thank you so much. And I hope that we can have you guys back on the show, and I appreciate you guys sharing your perspective and how you guys have been dealing with the pandemic. Did you guys have a good time on the show? I know it's your first time.
Yeah.
Were you shy?
No.
Okay, good. This is not shy, guys. They're natural, so we're definitely going to have them back on the show. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Once again, we appreciate you for joining us every week on the No Small Talk podcast. Please subscribe if you haven't already. share the podcast with friends and family, and don't forget to follow us on social media as well. Until next time, no small talk.
On God, I come from a place that goes so hard. I'm not afraid of words, you can bring the bar. If you don't want problems, then don't start. Don't start. They told me shut up and dribble. Tell your president, act presidential. Bottom line, I won't keep quiet, not this time, not this time.